Hey everybody, welcome to Pep Talks. Yes, another mini episode as we're giving our fans some food to chew on while the big podcast is on break. We're doing a couple of minis. I'm with my co-host. Could you say hello?
I'm very excited to be here. Stephen Lally. You might know me or remember.
And our producer is joining us. His name is...
Oh, Matt Rasamudu. God.
Eddie finally got in your head.
Motherfucker. Matt Rasamudu is here. And we are in the dead of summer. Now, last podcast we were talking about the heat in the valley and all that shit. But I don't like the summer since I moved to LA. I like the winter since I moved here because the winters are amazing.
You're like me. You like overcast, cool, because we don't have harsh winter here. We have overcast, nice, cool.
Right.
I like that weather. That's my kind.
It spoils you, that kind of winter, because sometimes I have gone one time from our quote-unquote winter into Chicago, -9 degrees. Chicago is the city of broad shoulders, for those of you who don't know.
Or the windy city.
Chicago. Yeah, the hawk. Have you ever heard the wind described as the hawk?
No.
Have you seen the hawk on Marvel Comics?
No.
I have. How about you, Matt?
Have you watched Hudson Hawk?
Thanks, Matt.
By the way, can we talk a little bit? I know we're not a movie podcast, but can we talk a little bit about my favorite movie of the summer, which is Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Please.
Have we all seen it?
No.
Oh.
I'm holding it back.
Well, you're going to get spoilers.
No, he doesn't have to get it. It's amazing. I loved it.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. But as I told Eddie on the way
here. Yeah, we can talk about it peripherally so it doesn't spoil it.
I'm sad that the movie is... It's not even the best movie I ever saw. It's a good movie, but it's the only movie left where I'm walking out going, man, I could talk to my friends about that, and we could talk about it and see what each other think. And it's not like movies nowadays, you go see a movie, you never need to see it again. And you really don't need to have a discussion beyond, what did you think of that? It was all right.
Mm-hmm. And are you meaning to tell me that you would go to... like the 40-year-old version and not have discussion groups with it like weekly?
No.
Did you just like close your mouth just walked out? Just wouldn't talk to your friends? No eye connection?
The fucked up thing is I never made it all the way through the 40-year-old version.
Oh.
Never made it through the whole movie.
Yeah. Well, what have some of the other movies?
Roma, some? Mother.
Well, Roma was...
Mother was last
that
year.
That was last year. Roma
I
was
live,
last...
I live you in a cycle.
You
that
do.
You haven't seen it. You've been busy. You haven't been seeing movies.
By the
Roma,
way,
Roma was
you can't,
amazing.
You can't talk to details with him because he gets names and places wrong and it becomes a whole
thing.
Well,
that's a neurological
thing. The year is 1942.
That's a neurological thing, you know? And that can be treated.
Yeah.
You know, it can be treated.
By the German doctor.
I hope people are keeping up. So Tarantino, in your opinion, I'm not going to disagree right now that Tarantino makes movies that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because he really is talking about a moment in time, i.e., the Manson killings and Hollywood at that time, and just a zeitgeist. He's got his finger on the zeitgeist or finger on the pulse, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he wants to upset the feeling I get is he wants to upset the people who follow him.
Really?
Like he wants to upset people who are delicate with his movies. I think he wanted to upset the Me Too people. I think he wanted to upset the cultural appropriation part of culture. I think he wanted to upset the art gallery gift shop people.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Them.
Now, I love, first of all, and we've talked about this a little, I love curators, anybody who curates anything.
He wanted to piss them off.
Yeah, dude, you stepped in it when you started talking shit about art gallery gift shop.
Yeah, he wants to upset the Wes Anderson crowd.
Ah, Wes Anderson. Yeah. Now,
he wants to upset them.
Is he a little bougie?
He's, you know, a guy in uncomfortable pants.
guy in comfortable
You know,
pants.
He's one of those guys. But look, he's saying in the movie, if you're going to have an artistic, flourishing, creative part of your culture, you're going to need to be friends with rednecks who can fix shit, take shit apart, shoot straight, and aren't afraid to kill things. I mean, that was what I got out of his movie.
Say that once more.
You're going to have a flourishing, artistic community of people who are, you know, able to frolic around and live a lifestyle you can't afford. You're going to need a group of rednecks who can protect them. That's what kind of I felt like the movie was saying. That's a little Trumpish.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, but I like the movie. I'm just saying.
Oh, the
I
movie
think
was
that,
great.
That was what I got.
Anyway, you're going to love it, Matt. I think it's time for a call. And our first call today is from a man named Hunter.
Eddie, it's Hunter. I'm calling to give you spiritual information of the first order. Very important for your psychological development. This is there's an episode of Magnum P.I., which Thomas Magnum has covertly and without prior permission driven his Ferrari 308 onto the property of a person that he is investigating. In his haste, he has locked his keys in the car upon exiting. Eventually, he is forced to make a quick getaway. The owner of the property, Eddie, has released his guard dogs, a savage pack of Dobermans. Thomas has to pick the lock to his own car while the dogs are running toward him, drooling, snarling, and barking. These dogs are intent, Eddie. They are serious. And Eddie, here is your life lesson. Thomas repeats a mantra to himself as he works to gain entry to the Ferrari. Don't look at the dogs. Work the lock. Don't look at the dogs. Remember this always, Eddie. Don't look at the dogs. Work the lock.
That's great. Do you know I am so fucking stupid, and I say that, you know, with warmth and love to myself, that I'm so fucking stupid that I never realized he's doing a Hunter Thompson impersonation until just now. And that's so funny. Yeah, I love it. Don't look at the dogs, Eddie. Work the lock. In other words, keep, and here's the parable, right? Keep working. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let fear get the best of you. The only way it doesn't resonate with me is I have two incredibly loving, loving little dogs, and I look at dogs all day. So it's hard for me to hear that in context.
My dog loves working locks, so I don't even know where to go with that.
What is AD swipe fuck?
Oh, that's another call.
Oh, it's a call?
Yeah.
It's a call, yeah.
Where is that one? Oh, I'm sorry.
This was supposed is a to professional be. Podcast. You know,
this was supposed to
I
be.
I thought I was making things easier.
Our producer's not getting paid, so and please just, bear with us.
I get paid in love and respect.
Except for now.
That's what Eddie keeps telling me.
No, you don't know. Okay. So, all right. So, we're not doing it?
We'll skip it. We'll skip it. We'll add it
we
in
can,
post.
We can amuse ourselves.
Yeah.
He looks so
well,
sad.
It gives us more time to bullshit about the movies.
Yeah. What did you think?
What did I think?
Yeah.
Of Tarantino?
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it because here's what I want from a movie. Here's what I want from a movie. To be fucking transported out of my head. That's what I want. And bad movies don't do that for me. You know, with a lot of CGI stuff, like, you know, like, ah, oh, they come at you, you know, like tons of battle scenes, that kind of thing. It has to be story centric. And what's amazing about Tarantino's, or this movie anyway, I haven't seen a couple before that. Like, I did not see Inglourious Basterds. Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite.
How about you?
It was a fair movie. It wasn't the best.
It was good.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's a lot of people's favorite Quentin Tarantino movie.
I've heard that. How about Django?
That was
Unchained.
Awesome.
Django is better. It's one of his better ones, for sure.
How about The Hateful Eight?
Might be my favorite one of his to date. But
is it?
For me, watching a movie isn't always about just the movie. It's the entire experience. We saw it on the full, like, 35 millimeter or 78 millimeter, whatever the crazy fucking thing, that nonsensical thing that he filmed it on. Mm-hmm. And then we got
was
like
that in Englewood or Long Beach?
I think that was actually we kind of smuggled ourselves away to Hollywood, I think, for that one. Like a full on true
Arc?
Event.
The Arclight?
Probably the Arclight, yeah.
That right. wasn't in they the movie theaters for very long either. So that was kind of an
I saw the original print of, not an original print, but I forget if it's...
Just holding it up to
of Kubrick's 2001 yeah, last year at the Arclight.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
What is it? 35 million? I don't. Oh, I have no. Yeah, yeah. I have no yeah. technical expertise.
That's but see. That's when that,
I just would go yeah. to the ArcLight ticket ticker and go, "What's the best Kubrick print you got? And what theater is it in? Price no object." and I saw it. It was amazing. That was.
That's when movies were cinema, man. That's just an
70s, amazing. Right?
Was that was 68. That was 1968, so...
We landed on the moon 69.
Yeah, so that could have
been... Which was... The moon landing was terrific.
Watch Dark Star at the MoMA. I think it was Kubrick's student film.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Never seen. Great. It was a sci-fi comedy.
Never what the fuck? Dark Star? Kubrick?
Dark Star,
I never even heard of it.
It's great.
Wow. A lot of stuff going on here today.
Yeah.
I also saw this summer, I saw a really good movie. I saw many good movies. I totally recommend Summer.
Midsummer.
Midsummer. S-O-M-M-A-R. Midsummer. Swedish, right? I believe it
well,
was
Well, you said
Swedish
it was shot
film.
In Sweden, but it was American.
I don't know if it was shot in Sweden, but it was Swedish.
Oh, it is a Swedish film.
Actors and stuff. And did you see it?
The porno, yeah.
No, it was not a porno. Did you see it?
No, but
it was, I thought you were going to see it.
I was, but I didn't get to see it while I was
talking. But that would be funny, by the way, on a review show of movies, like, you know, Siskel Ebert, and Siskel hasn't seen the flick. Like, whatever, you know, every show. Like, today we're going to review Midsummer, a Swedish film.
I meant to see it, Eddie, but, you know, I just couldn't get around to it. I was busy.
So, thumbs up. It was a great movie. And then I saw, was it Del Toro who did Scary Things in the Dark?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was awesome, too.
Really?
Oh, that was awesome. That really was awesome. But I think it's time.
But I didn't think you would go see a scary movie. Because we talked about, you're going to go see what...
Scary movie.
The one about the
he hasn't
the
seen,
boy band.
He hasn't seen.
The Korean boy band instead.
Did you see the Bruce Springsteen Indian guy?
The what?
Bruce Springsteen is an Indian kid.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're making that. It's coming out.
What's it called?
I forget what it's
called. It's called Bruce Springsteen as an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Stephen Lally is the poster.
What about Springsteen?
His music is inspired an Indian kid to dress like him and play his music.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, that's a big, it's going to be a big hit.
timely.
So here's our sponsor. This is Roo Cheese, and God, are they good. Right now in Australia, the deadliest place on earth, kangaroos outnumber people 2-1. This makes the health benefits of kangaroo cheese obvious. For thousands of years, the indigenous people of Australia have kept the medicinal properties of kangaroo cheese a secret. That is, until one of their scientists escaped a top secret Aboriginal lab and came to California in 1996. Now you too can reap the benefits that have been locked away in the marsupial pouch of one of nature's most mysterious creatures. Roo cheese is crafted using the most technical and modern techniques science has to offer. Our cheese is hand harvested by Aboriginal children as village elders sing time-forgotten hymns in an unknown tongue set to the sounds of the incoherent teeth clacking of the crippled and insane. The mucousy discharge is paraded past a line of menstruating virgins who only know fear. And at the end of a long haul, the kangaroo excretions are placed onto a dais as an offering to an unnamed god. Upon leaving the inner sanctum, the children explode into flame, painting their weeping mothers with their ash. High in antioxidants and packed with vitamins, let Roo Cheese be a part of your health conscious diet. Roo cheese, it's supernatural. Yeah, that's
Roo cheese was, you know, was financed by Jeff Epstein. That was all Jeff Epstein.
Yes,
Epstein
that's
loves
right.
Pouches, man.
Yeah, he does.
We haven't talked about that fucking guy, huh?
Yeah,
that whole can of pedophilic worms.
Supposed suicide.
Right, right. He was going to name. Well, I don't know. I don't know what was going to go on.
He tripped and fell on a noose.
Hey. Yeah, so, well, we've given you some more food for thought, everybody. Here we go. Pep Talks. We're still on a break, so we've given you these mini episodes, something for you to nosh on. And hey, have you clicked on the like button yet? It's the end of the show. When exactly were you planning on clicking it, huh? Huh? What is wrong with you people? Click the goddamn button already. Whatever. If you were a true friend, you would have written a review on iTunes like Harrow Truther 87, who gave us all the stars while saying Eddie and the Peptones put on a stunning musical performance every week. Steve Lally, a recent addition to the ensemble, brings a timbre that really complements the sound of the group. Harrow Truther 87, you, my friend, are on my Christmas card list. Everyone else, try harder. Leave a message at 424-262-0904 like Hunter did. Email Hunter Thompson. Jesus, I can't believe I didn't know that. Email us at fanmail@peptalkspodcast.com. Visit peptalkspodcast.com. Our engineers today in the studio, we have Emma Erdbrink. Also, one of our engineers, Aaron Brungard, and our producer and writer of commercials, Matt Rossomoto. Join us next time on Pep Talks.
Bye.